Tonight we're going to discuss the big day. Big day coming up. And what is that? Big Day Kahuna. Very good. In this week's Parsha, Parsha Tetzaveh, we have the mitzvah of Big Day Kahuna, counted mitzvah number 99 in the Sefer HaChinuch. V'yasu Big Day Kodesh li'Aaron achicha ulevanav l'chavod ulesefares, making the clothes for Aaron and the other Kohanim to wear for glory and for splendor. The Sefer HaChinuch, as he always does, follows the Rambam, who counts this as an independent mitzvah, which means every time the Kohanim are about to do Avoda and they wear Big Day Kahuna, as they do so, they are Mekayim this mitzvah. If the Kohanim would do the Avoda without wearing Big Day Kahuna, they are being Mevatel this mitzvah, says say. The Bahag, another one of the Moni HaMitzvos, does not count this as an independent mitzvah. And the Ramban explains that the Bahag understands it's not a separate mitzvah, it's part and parcel of doing the Avoda. Part of doing the Avoda right is to be wearing the proper clothes. But the Sefer HaChinuch and the Rambam count this as an independent mitzvah, mitzvah number 99 in our Parsha, and that is because they understood there is some separate purpose, aside from just how to be dressed when doing the Avoda, there is some special purpose just to the idea of wearing the proper clothing itself. And what is that idea? Misharshi HaMitzvah, the Sefer HaChinuch says a couple of things. First of all, he says in creating the right ambiance in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mishkan, you have to have people who are dressed to the nines, eights and fours. We have to have people who are dressed appropriately to give off the right impression that this is a place of seriousness, a place of elevation, of kavod, of teferes. It's a place where people can't just goof around. People have to be in a right mindset to do teshuva, for people to perform avoda and bring their hearts closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then the Sefer HaChinuch gives us a great psychological insight. He points out, Adam nifal kefi pulosav. We've quoted many times before, this is the whole theme. Acharei ha'pa'ulos. Much better. Nimshachem halavavos. A person's actions and what they do and what they wear influence their understanding, influence their perception, influence how they behave. When a person is dressed, he says, in Big Day Kahuna, if they get distracted by something else going on and they look down and they say, hey, I'm wearing Big Day Kahuna. Where am I? Oh, yes, I'm doing the avoda. I have to keep focused. I have to remember where I am, who I am serving, and on behalf of whom I represent. It's a very important role. Sefer HaChinuch says this is very similar to what every single Jewish person has the opportunity to do, which is wearing mitzvahs, whether it's tefillin, or it's tzitzis, or head coverings, or other different opportunities that one has to wear their Judaism, to wear Yiras Shamayim. It's an opportunity for a person to have physical reminders, acharei ha'pa'ulos, nimshachem halavavos. If you look in this week's parsha at all the different commentators, they connect a lot of the Big Day Kahuna to other mitzvahs we're familiar with. Rav Zalman Saretsky and Aksav HaKabbalah, take a look. In this week's parsha, they compare the bells in the bottom of the Kohen Gadol's Me'il. What the tzitzis we wear does for our sight, the pamonim, says the Haksav HaKabbalah, does for our sense of sound. In our different senses, it's a way to remind us of who we are, of where we're going, of who it is we serve. Our clothing actually makes a major difference. They say, you are what you eat. Probably true. It's also true, you are what you wear. What you wear actually defines your cognitions. About 10 years ago, social psychologists term this enclothed cognition. They did a series of studies of social psychology experiments where they had people doing cognitive tasks involving word identification, and tasks that required a lot of focus and a lot of attention to detail. And to some people, they gave them a white lab coat. They didn't tell them, why does it wear this white lab coat as you perform this task? And to others, they had them do the task in their regular clothes. And the ones who were wearing the lab coat actually performed better on the cognitive test, which the psychologist reasoned is because the person is wearing a lab coat, which is something to do with attention to detail, being focused, being scholarly, being brainy, a person is more sensitive. They took it one step further. They did another experiment, again with cognitive tasks, and they gave both sets of participants white coats. To the first group they said, put on this doctor's coat, please. And to the second they said, put on this painter's coat, please. It's the same coat. But the ones who were told that were framed and primed, and it's a doctor's coat, were thinking more cerebrally. They were able to perform better on tasks that required precision, required focus, and required attention to detail. And the ones who were more primed to think artistically performed worse in the cognitive task. And they gave them a test of creativity and artistic talent. And the ones who were told they were wearing a coat of a painter did a little better than those who were told that they were wearing a doctor's coat. And what the psychologists concluded about enclothed cognition is that, number one, wearing the clothing itself, just the physical sensation of wearing clothes, shapes our perception, shapes the cognitive processing through which we focus. And secondly, it's the associations with which we make about this object. What does it represent? What does a lab coat represent? What does a doctor's coat symbolize? What does a painter's coat represent? It's those associations that we make that actually put us in a certain frame of mind, which is exactly why it's important to understand the big tikkahuna, tzitzis, a yarmulke, any other kind of head covering, wearing a tie, dressing up nicely for davening and coming to shul. We don't dress the same way in shul as we do when we're not in shul. This has an effect on our cognitions. Psychologists figured it out 10 years ago. Sefer HaChinuch figured it out a long time ago. And the Torah HaKadosh was long before that. That we have a way of shaping our frame of mind. It gives an ambiance to those around us who see it, but even the person wearing it, not just the physical act of wearing, but the perceptions that we have of understanding the Chavod or the Sefaras is a proper way to shape our image. So for the time being, we'll have to do with our mitzvos clothing, with our tzitzis, with our tefillin shel yad, tefillin shel rosh, the clothing we wear for davening, kittel, we have other ways to symbolize. We'll deal with that for now. We're looking forward one day to having back Big Day Kahuna. We're looking forward to that big day.